Or at least, that had been the plan. If Shell had been paying more attention to anything further than her own feelings, she might not have missed so many details sitting out of place in the flower shop. The vines growing over the ceiling, on the floor. She stepped over them without looking. The long, thin bruises on Nev's arms. She only noticed the florist's hands because Nev showed them to her, in flirtation. The wrong things in the space weren't convenient to Shell. She was only really looking at the woman in front of her, only really looking at the bouquet, only really thinking of how to help herself.
Two young men came down the hill of Rutland Square. One of them was just bringing a long monologue to a close. The other, who walked on the verge of the path and was at times obliged to step onto the road, owing to his companion's rudeness, wore an amused listening face. He was squat and ruddy. A yachting cap was shoved far back from his forehead, and the narrative to which he listened made constant waves of expression break forth over his face, from the corners of his nose and eyes and mouth.